on down to the Wendella. Mike Borgstrom is in charge. He joins us now to talk about the water taxi, which is back in business. Hey, Mike, how you doing? Hey.
Morning, Bob. How you doing today?
Well, I am ready to set sail. It's cool by the lakefront, but nice. It's going to warm up nicely this weekend. And for folks who don't know about the water taxi, talk about where you go and what time you're working.
Well, so first of all, you know, we were actually supposed to, I think I talked to you last in March, we were supposed to get going by Memorial Day weekend, but unfortunately we weren't able to get up and running. As many businesses have experienced the shortage of being able to find employees to actually
you too,
work.
Huh?
So,
you too?
Yeah. We managed to get we got enough together for the tours, and we're working on the water taxi right now. But we hope to hopefully by the end of the month or early July we'll have things up and running again. But yeah, it's been difficult getting people to come back.
Yeah, interesting. But you've got other boats out, and how can people take a tour?
Oh, well, the tours are doing fine. We're starting to return to normal with that. We're located at the Wrigley Building. That's where you'll find us, where we've been for 85 years. Mm-hmm. And we'll be doing our 90-minute Chicago River Architecture Tour and our 90-minute Lake and River Architecture Tour. And we've also this year added a 45-minute Chicago River Architecture Tour operating out of the Chicago Riverwalk over between Clark and LaSalle Street. So there's plenty of opportunities to take a boat ride on the river and the lake with us.
I think people get confused because of all the different boats, the different companies, the different tours. But I know you guys have done it the longest and do it the best. How do you manage to stay competitive?
Well, I think a lot of it is that our tours are constantly improving. I mean, that's really the product. We think our boats are well maintained. We like to think we're all we do better than our competition, but you know, competition thinks that about themselves. But competition is always a good thing. It always makes you better and strive to improve more.
Well, what's the most popular tour, or what's the most popular attraction on those tours? What do you hear about more than anything else from people who live here and also tourists?
Well, I think for people who live here, you know, and especially if they haven't been out on the lake, for example, I don't think people realize how big Lake Michigan is, and I don't think people realize how incredible the Chicago skyline is. I mean, for me personally, every time I get out on the lake, I'm still awed by the skyline, and I've been doing this for 44 years, so you know, I never tire of it.
Yeah, I never get tired of it either, and you really think about when you go to other cities and you look at the skyline and you think, wait a minute, there's something wrong with this. The buildings don't seem to complement one another, or there are these canyons of no sunlight, but thanks to the Chicago
right.
River, right in the middle of downtown, we have open space. That's part of it, and the other part
right.
is the great architecture history we have here, unlike any other city maybe in the world.
I agree, and you know, and not to leave out the river. I mean, that changes every year. Oh, the skyline changes every year. But like you say, the river going through, you know, those buildings is just an incredible sight. And so, see some of these tall buildings, you know, like I forgot what the name of the building, St. Regis, I think it is, which was the Vista Tower. You know, right there at the bottom, at the base of the building, and the mm-hmm. Trump Tower and the Sears Tower. To see those incredible skyscrapers up close like that is something you don't get anywhere else.
Yeah, and when you go east up the river to Lake Michigan, and you pass through what is a whole new neighborhood here, East Lakeshore
oh, yeah.
Park, whatever they call it. It's a new world, isn't it, with all these buildings?
It absolutely is, and it wasn't too long ago. There was just a golf course over there.
Yeah, the golf course.
The old S-curve was there.
Golf course and the S-curve. Those were the days.
Yeah.
Okay, Mike,
yeah,
leave us with the place to get information about the Wendella Tours.
You can visit us at WendellaBoats.com and find out all the information there. And hopefully, as I said, that water taxi will be up and running sooner than later. So anybody looking for work this summer, anybody's got some kids in from college or high school looking for a summer job, great place to come and work.
Contact Mike Borgstrom at Wendella Tours. Can't wait to see you on board this summer. Thank you, Mike.
All right. We'll see you later, Bob. Thank you.